Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
How did you know?
Well, Peter beat you home by a glass of milk and a slice of bologna.
Well, isn't it terrific?
Terrific. I think your classmates have got real class.
Thanks. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Jim.
Bobby, you'll never guess what happened in school today.
I know. You got nominated for most popular girl. That's great.
Well, at least Marshall will be surprised.
I already heard.
Yeah, me too.
Congratulations.
Honestly, surprising people in his family is harder than smuggling sunrise past a rooster.
We think it's super.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a hard time winning with a girl like Kathy Williams in the contest.
What's so special about her?
Well, she's got the three B's: beautiful, brainy, and built.
Oh, Jan, that's not everything.
At my age, it's nothing.
You're just gonna have to get out there and campaign hard.
Yeah, well, I'm not worried.
Good.
I passed worried an hour ago. Now I'm terrified.
Sir, may I please remind you that I'm a happily married woman and a mother?
Yeah, this is how you get that way. Listen. I bring you good news.
Oh, first, let me tell you my good news. Did you know that Jan was nominated the most popular
girl in the class? Yeah, six kids and a housekeeper laid on me before I had both feet in the door.
Okay. What's the new good news?
You know that long weekend we've been planning for over a year?
Yeah.
We are going on the 8th. Yeah, everything's arranged at the office.
Oh, honey, that's terrific. Oh, it'll be like a second honeymoon. That's one rerun I'm really going to enjoy.
Yep.
We'll need a lot of Vote for Jan Brady posters.
That's right, and lots of handbills, too.
And I'm going to need all the help I can get, because the election's next week. And if there's ever anything that I can do for you, anything at all, just ask.
You can take my turn at the dentist.
I'd even promise that.
Hey, Jan, well, you know what you need is a good campaign manager to coordinate all your activities at school.
Yeah, but who? It's got to be someone who goes to my school. And someone who... Hey, what's the matter with me? Peter!
If he'll do it.
Of course he'll do it. He's my brother. And blood is thicker than water.
No way.
But Peter, you're my brother. And blood is thicker than water.
So what? Soul's glue.
Why won't you do it?
Personal reasons.
Yeah, and her name's Kathy Williams.
What about Kathy Williams?
Well, if you must know, she asked me to manage her campaign.
And you'd actually help her instead of me?
Well, I didn't say I would yet, but you're only my sister. She's a girl.
But, Peter, I don't have a chance without a good campaign manager. Please, I'll promise anything in return for your help. Name your price.
I can't be bought.
Oh, but, Peter, I can. A lot cheaper, too. Bobby, the person who's going to be my campaign manager has to go to my school. But I can still use your help. Peter.
On second thought, Jan, if you really mean to promise anything in return for my help.
Anything, Peter. Just name it.
Well, I could use a small loan just by...
You've got it.
Well, you don't even know for what.
Who cares?
You don't even know for how much.
Who cares?
When do I have to pay you back?
Who cares?
You got yourself a campaign manager. My heart belongs to Kathy, but my blood belongs to you.
Thanks, Peter. I really appreciate it.
I can be his assistant for a smaller loan.
It's a deal.
Alice, did I get a phone call from a guy named Richie? It's kind of important.
No, and it might be quicker if he sent you a telegram.
What?
Well, see, what I'm doing is making a lot of posters and handbills and stuff like that.
And her 3 minutes were up about 2 hours ago.
And if there's anything I can do for you, just name it. No, I mean anything, like babysitting for your little brother or whatever. I'm your friend for life. Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Hey, if you want another friend for life, let me make a call, huh?
Sure.
Thanks.
Just as soon as I make one more call.
Jen, you want votes, huh?
Do I ever.
Well, what would you say if I said I have friends in school who have brothers and sisters that go to your school who might be talked into voting for you?
I'd say, make your call. And if there's anything else I can do for you, just name it.
I will.
Oh, bring me home, huh?
Yes.
I was out shopping for a weekend at the beach.
Well,
what do you think, honey? Does it do anything for me?
It's not near as much as it's going to do for me. A little chilly on the beach at night.
At night?
We don't have a room.
Oh, no, Mike. Can you get a reservation?
Honey, everything's booked solid for the weekend of the 8th. I even called a friend of a friend.
And?
Well, they're not friends anymore.
There goes our weekend and our second honeymoon.
Yeah, but not necessarily. Listen, I was just thinking, since everybody's flocking to the beach, why don't we flock to the mountains? They're having good skiing.
Oh, Mike, we haven't skied in ages.
Well, who skis on honeymoons?
Hey, maybe you're right.
Mm-hmm.
We could limp around, nobody will know the difference.
Yeah, right. I'll make reservations first thing.
Well, okay. So long, bikini. I've got to trade you in for some long underwear.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Annie.
What you doing?
Helping you get elected. You can't very well pass out cigars at school, but you could pass out these.
What's that?
Homemade fortune cookie. There's a little message inside each one.
Be a smart cookie. Vote for Jan Brady. Oh, that's a super idea, Alice. Thank you.
Vote for Jan Brady. I've got an idea. I'll put this poster on the back of the car and I'll drive Jan around the neighborhood. And then she can pass out those cookies that Alice made.
Yeah, and I've got an idea too. I'm making an ad for Jan to put in her school newspaper. Hey, what's that word that you write when you don't want anybody to know your name?
You mean anonymous?
Yeah, that's it. Anonymous. There. How's this sound? Vote for Jan Brady, most popular girl. She's pretty and smart and nice and kind. I ought to know, because I'm her sister. Signed, anonymous.
Oh, Cindy.
Can't you borrow a better machine?
Stop complaining and keep cranking. Hey, if that's money you're printing up, I'll take a package of hundreds.
These are handbills of Jan's campaign.
Yeah? Let me see. They're great, except for one little thing.
What's that?
They're so messy you can't read them.
Oh, well, these first ones are just samples. They'll get better.
Well, if they don't, you've got a good smear campaign going.
Vote for Jan Brady. Be sure to vote for Jan Brady. Jan Brady for most popular girl. Vote for Jan Brady. Be sure to vote for Jan Brady. Jan Brady for most popular girl. Don't forget. Vote for Jan Brady. Be sure to vote for Jan Brady. Jan Brady for most popular girl.
And if you do vote for me, I'll never ever forget it. If any of you ever needs a favor, all you have to do is ask.
You really mean that, Jan?
Of course I do, Herman.
Well, I've got a favor to ask.
Your wish is my command.
I'm flunking algebra and I need help.
You've got it. My brother Greg is a whiz at algebra. He'll give you all the help you need.
Gee, thanks. That'd be super.
No problem. Just remember, Jan Brady for most popular girl.
You've got my vote.
Hey, Jan.
Oh, hi, Shirley.
Do you remember what you said about babysitting for my brother?
Sure do. It's the least I can do for a friend who's voting for me.
I'll take you up on that. I'll let you know when, okay?
Okay, anytime, Shirley.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Jan.
Yeah?
How goes the campaign?
Okay, I hope. Gee, it sure takes a lot of promises to get elected, doesn't it?
Who've you got things promised to?
Everybody. Do you think I have a chance to win, Peter?
Well, I'll tell you a good way to find out.
How?
Count the votes after the election this afternoon. Here, remember, vote for Jan Brady.
Oh, your weekend in the mountains sounds heavenly. They do you and Mr. Brady a world of good to get away on your own for a little while.
Oh, yeah, but it sure is going to seem strange without the kids, Alice. You know, raising a family gets to be a habit.
Yeah, well, there's a habit I'd like to talk Sam into.
Ta-da-da-da-da-da! Presenting Her Royal Majesty, the most popular girl in her class, Jan Brady.
I actually won.
Jan, that's great. Beautiful.
Oh, my hard work finally paid off.
And everybody else who helped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, isn't it fantastic?
Yes. Oh, this calls for a celebration. Now, I am going to prepare a special dish tonight. Something different, something really far out.
What's that, Alice?
A recipe with meat in it.
I'm going to tell the others what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Greg!
Look, I gotta go now. Bye.
Greg, I won. I was voted most popular girl.
I know.
How did you know?
That call was from some kid in your class named Herman.
Herman? What did he want?
Well, he's got some stupid idea that I'm gonna help him with his algebra.
Oh, that. Well, I did sort of promise him that you would.
Well, you had no right to promise him I'd do anything.
Well, I needed his vote.
Well, I don't happen to have time to help Herman. I've got my own studies to worry about.
Don't worry. He'll find someone else to help him.
But you made him a promise.
Only a campaign promise. The election's over now, and I won. That's the important thing.
Well, Jan!
Oh, hi, Shirley.
I'm glad I found you. I really need that favor.
What favor?
You said you'd babysit for my little brother. How about tonight?
Not tonight. I'll do it some other time.
But you promised, and this is really important to me.
I'm sorry. I'm busy tonight.
Just a minute. Thanks a lot, Miss Popularity.
What for?
For nothing, that's what.
What's wrong with you?
Well, you said your brother Greg was going to help me with algebra, didn't you?
Oh, well, don't blame me. Blame Greg.
But you're the one who promised.
Well, it's not my fault. I was sure he'd help.
I wish I could buy my vote back. And so do a lot of the kids.
They're just jealous. Going home, Pete?
Yeah, in a couple of minutes. Boy, the kids don't like the way you're acting.
I simply don't have time enough to do everything for everybody.
Well, they're all pretty down on you.
Are you kidding? Jan Brady's the most popular girl in her class.
No way. We haven't got enough money.
With a sister like Jan, you don't need enemies.
Hi, man.
Hey, Dad. Dad? Dad, can we see you for a second?
What's up?
Any chance of getting an advance in our future allowances?
How far in the future is that future?
Not too far. We'll live long enough to repay it.
See, I put down an $8 deposit on a radio, and Bob put down a $3 deposit on a skateboard. And now we've got a problem.
What's the problem?
Well, I haven't got the $8, and Bobby hasn't got the $3.
Now, wait a minute. How could you put down money that you didn't have?
We thought we'd have it.
But Jan waltzed out and her promised to loan it to us.
Well, I'm sure Jan has a reason for breaking her promise.
She sure does. She's a phony. She just used us to get elected.
We got 5 other kids. Can we put her up for adoption?
I don't think so. Look, don't be too hard on her. I'll see what I can do about the advance.
Thanks, Dad.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Be right there, sweetheart. Did you get the ski lodge reservation?
Yeah, no problem. They're going to call back and confirm it.
I was able to exchange the beach things. Mm-hmm. It came out even. You like?
Hey, yeah, I do like. Of course, it leaves a little more to the imagination than the bikini, but with an imagination like mine, I come out ahead.
Your imagination may be good, but your aim leaves a lot to be desired.
Oh, yeah? Prepare for a direct hit.
Oh, your target will be back in just a minute. Hello? Oh, yes, he is. Just hold on a minute, please. It's the ski lodge.
Hey, good. Hello? Yes, it is.
Ask for an outside room.
Yes, I see. Oh, well, are you sure?
Mike.
I see. Yeah, well, no, but, thank you very much.
You didn't ask for an outside room.
I didn't have to. We got one. Way outside the lodge.
What happened?
They're overbooked for the weekend of the 8th. He called to apologize for the mistake.
Oh, no. There goes our first long weekend.
Well, now, honey, there's got to be a way we can get in. Don't give up the ship.
Okay, John Paul, where are we going?
Got an idea. We didn't go to the beach. We didn't go to the mountains. Let's go somewhere in between.
Jan?
Oh, not now. I've got to finish my most popular girl acceptance speech. I give it on senior night.
Well, all I want to know is who's your date for the dance afterwards?
Well, the most popular boy, naturally. Billy Garst.
You didn't say he asked you.
Oh, well, he hasn't yet, but he will. Who else would he take but the most popular girl?
I guess. Listen, after you're through, you said you'd finish up my washing and ironing tonight. I need it for school tomorrow.
Oh, Marcia, I've got a million things to do tonight.
But, Jan, you promised.
I'm really busy. I've made all sorts of plans.
Well, I made plans, too, because you made that promise.
Not tonight. Some other time. What's the matter with her? Oh, she's just upset because I won't let her use me. You mind? What are you looking for, a broken arm? We want to watch TV. Not now. I have a very important speech to write.
Yeah, not to mention the book report you were supposed to help me write.
Cindy, I already told you there's just not enough time for everything.
Instead of voting her the most popular, they should have voted her the most obnoxious.
I'm never going to get any work done in here.
Turn around real slow, partner, and don't make a move for your gun.
Ho, ho, ho! Wow, you could ride my range anytime. Dude to the dude ranch.
What are you gonna wear?
Well, my old cowboy boots.
Well, you better wear something else or you're gonna get arrested.
Not to mention sunburn.
Yeah. Oh, I hope nothing happened to our reservation.
No way. We are confirmed for the 8th.
You're a genius.
Mm-hmm. Mom, Dad, do you have a minute?
Sure, honey.
I've just about finished my acceptance speech. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fire away.
Faculty, parents, honored guests, fellow students, ladies and gentlemen, boys and
Jan,
girls.
Jan, I think that covers just about everybody.
I'm very honored to have been elected most popular girl. It's really a great honor because it means the other students believe I have more charm and personality than any other girl in the class.
You sure you want to be so humble?
Well, why do I have to be so humble? I won, didn't I? So I must have deserved to.
You deserve to be grateful. Jan, that speech sounds like nothing more than an ego trip.
Well, I'm proud of myself. There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Jan, I'm afraid you missed the point. But I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to get up in front of my classmates and deliver a speech like that. But you are big enough to make up your own mind.
Jan.
I guess there's no point, then, in reading you the rest of it. You will be there at the award presentation, won't you?
Yes, Jan, we'll be there. But we're not crazy about that speech. I sure wish you'd think about it a little more.
Oh, by the way, they changed it to Friday.
The 8th?
Yes.
Tell me, she didn't say Friday the 8th.
She didn't say Friday the 8th.
Thank you.
But she did. Hello, Dude Ranch.
Marcia?
What?
Do you think this dress is okay for my senior night?
Well, it all depends on what creeps are wearing this season.
I'm not a creep.
I agree with Jan. She's not a creep.
Thank you.
You're a super creep.
And what's bugging you?
Do you know who Kathy Williams is going to the senior night dance with?
I thought you said with you.
Well, that's what I thought, too. But she just called and said she wasn't going to be seen with the brother of a jerky sister, who's the most unpopular girl in school.
Well, if she said that, she doesn't deserve to have a date.
Oh, she does have a date. She's going with Billy Garst, the most popular boy in school.
Billy Garst?
Yeah, who also wouldn't want to be seen with you?
I thought you were going with Billy Garst.
So did I. The most popular boy always takes the most popular girl. It's a tradition.
Congratulations, Jan. You've just given the word popular a new meaning.
I thought that winning would be the greatest. But everybody seems to have changed.
Maybe it's you who've changed.
I'm still the same.
Are you sure, Jan? Your brothers and sisters seem to think you've let your success go to your head.
They also think they've been had. You promised them everything in the world for getting elected, and you gave them nothing in return.
My intentions were good.
Intentions are not good enough.
Suddenly, I feel about as popular as the measles.
Well, the question is, Jan, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I know what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to go to senior night and face all that hostility.
I don't believe this.
Now, let me get this straight. We are not going to the beach. We are not going to the mountains. We are not going to the Dude Ranch because we canceled the reservations. We are going to Jan's senior night where Jan won't be.
Yep. That just about covers everything.
Well, how about dessert? I've got the high cal, low cal, and no cal. Anybody for any cal?
None for me, Alice, thanks. Maybe, excuse me.
Yeah. Would you all wait a minute? I've got something I'd like to say. Please, it's important. Mom, Dad, I've decided to go to senior night and give my speech after all.
Oh, Jan, honey, you know how we all feel about that speech.
Oh, well, it's not that speech. It's a different one that I just wrote. And I'd like you all to hear it because it concerns you. Dear friends, thank you for giving me this honor. But even more important than winning was a lesson I've learned. It has to do with being grateful and giving and receiving. Well, I'm very grateful I've received, and now I'm going to start giving. In a campaign, making promises just to get elected is wrong. And if it takes me the rest of my life, I'm going to keep every promise I made to everybody. Well, there's more, but that's a general idea.
Jan, that's great.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes, I'll loan you the money.
No, not that. After you make that speech, how about being my date at the dance? That is, if you don't mind showing up with your own dumb brother.
Oh, Peter, I'd be honored.
Now hear this. I have a speech of my own to give. First of all, I am very proud of you. Second of all, in spite of all the delays, your mother and I are going on a weekend vacation no matter what.
You're kidding. No, where?
Well, I don't know where, but I promise you it'll be someplace. And a Brady never goes back in his promise. Right, Jan?
Right, Dad.
Now, where's the dessert?
Yes, I wish we were high cal, low cal, no cal.
Yeah.
Barely, Alice. Come in.
Good morning.
Alice? What in the world is that?
Breakfast in bed is what that is.
What's the occasion?
Well, because you had to stay in town last night to hear Jan's speech, and because you didn't get to go on your long weekend or take your second honeymoon.
Alice, this is very sweet of you.
That's very thoughtful.
Of course, it won't be quite the same as going away for your second honeymoon, but maybe this will help. I'll hang it on the door.
Alice, what'll the children think?
Who do you think made up the sign? Sorry about that.
Thank you.